Richard Dan. I like to party. I like to party in Cape Town. Make some noise.
All right, beautiful. Not bad. What did you think of the requests? They were pretty hot. They were pretty dope. Give yourselves a hoorah, my man. Make some noise. On the Roger Good Show. 5 FM.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Unions at SAA say they have not met with Matuson and the UK's Conservatives win a majority.
Good night out for the clever boys as Wits edged Golden Arrows 1-0 in the only PSL fixture from last night. That's in the President's Cup, the latest I have for you. The Internationals lead 6.5 to 3.5.
That movie. All right, anyway.
Good morning. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Unions at SAA have denied meeting with the airline's business rescue practitioner, Le Matuson, despite reports to the contrary. They include NIMSA and the cabin crew association, SACA. SACA Secretary General, Mpumoi Kangoa.
No, we've not met with him. He's somebody that just meets with the board and takes a mandate from the board. I think the whole point is to try and make SAA work, and it needs to be able to save the jobs. We've always maintained that we are able to assist and identify areas of savings, and if he's not coming to the table and not talking to us as stakeholders, then it makes it difficult to work with him.
The National Union of Metal Workers, NUMSA, says it will join forces with its rival, the National Union of Mine Workers, or NUM, next year to fight against moves to privatize Eskom and other state-owned enterprises. NUMSA General Secretary Irvin Jim says they reject President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement of sabotage at Eskom being part of the reason for the escalation of load shedding to stage 6 on Monday.
We're dealing with plant closures. We're dealing with retrenchments. We hear the president is talking about the sabotage, which is unfounded. The real sabotage is what the president is doing to give us a minister who continue to appoint lawyers to run Eskom when Eskom need engineers. The real sabotage is what the minister is doing to give us a board that does not know whether it is coming or going. And we're saying enough is enough.
Eskom is currently implementing stage 1 load shedding. The power utility says it will revert to stage 2 from 9 o'clock this morning until 11 o'clock tonight. Eskom says the system remains vulnerable. The High Court in Pretoria will